Hello, Jason-san.
Hello, Misato-san.
Okay, thank you for coming. And could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 36 years old, and I started studying Japanese when I was in high school, and I've mostly been studying by myself ever since.
Okay. Why are you interested in Japan?
Well, we have a lot of Japanese people here in America, especially in Oregon where I live, and so I wanted to learn the language partially because I would have the opportunity to use it, but also I've just always been very drawn to Japanese history and culture for some reason ever since I was young. So I've,
Okay.
yeah.
What kind of like Japanese history or Japanese culture like
Well,
especially?
I always thought it was interesting how Japan had such a turbulent or violent history with all the wars that were going on, and yet out of that came a very peaceful and cultural society that we know of today. You have a lot of art and literature and things that just kind of came out of that really violent period, and I think I always thought that was just kind of an interesting contrast. And also because of the fact that the samurai era and everything was just very, I think, interesting to most guys. You know, it's
Right.
kind of like the English knights, and yeah, it's just an interesting period in your history.
And the cultures?
I particularly like the, well, just aside from the fact that Japanese is very different from America, I mean, everything about Japan is different than America. So just that alone is interesting. But also the social, just the manners of Japanese people, how they treat each other, because there's so many people in Japan, right? So I think in general they have to be more aware of other people than you have to be here in America.
Aware of other people?
Yeah, for instance, you have to be aware of that there's a lot of people living really close to you, or
Okay.
there's a lot of people with you on the subway or on the street, or it's whereas in America you're more removed from people, you have more space. So I think that Japanese language partially reflects that. I think that maybe that's one reason why Japanese people are so polite, because they have to be. They're around more people more often, and they have to be more considerate, I think.
Right, I
But
see.
also, I just think the certain things like the tea ceremony and kabuki theater and no plays are very interesting to me.
How did you know about like these like tea ceremonies and like kabuki plays and stuff? Did you read about that or did you actually watch somebody doing it?
I've seen, of course, in America, we see it being done sometimes in movies or on TV, but also when I was in Japanese class in high school, we had a culture day once a week where our teacher would talk about certain things, and we actually watched her perform the tea ceremony, and she talked a little bit about the different kinds of plays and instruments, like the koto and shamisen. And so she told us a little bit about that, and I've done a little bit of reading on my own since then.
Great. So, you started studying Japanese when you were in high school?
Yes, when I was 16 years old.
So you've been studying it for like 20 years?
Yes, but I took a break for maybe 2 or 3 years because I had cancer for a while, so I wasn't able to focus on it, of course, and
Yeah.
so aside from that, I have been studying it ever since.
Oh, wow. How is it going?
Well, it's rough at times. I can get very discouraged sometimes because even though you study consistently, sometimes you feel like you're making a lot of progress, but then when you try to talk to somebody in Japanese or you try to listen to a conversation in Japanese, you realize there's still a lot that you don't understand. So it can be a little discouraging at times, but I think it's more important to focus on the improvements, and I do notice the improvements. So
Good. So, tell me, when you communicate with Japanese people, is there anything that you're careful about?
yeah, I think the most important thing that I am careful about when I speak Japanese or speak to Japanese is not to use too much slang.
Okay.
And if I do use it, I make sure and explain it or ask them, do you understand this? Do you understand the meaning of this? Also, I'm careful not to speak too fast
Okay.
because that's, of course, a common problem for people. They just start talking and they don't realize that and they speak way too fast. And also, I try to keep my sentences short. If there's a way I can say something in two or three small sentences, then I would try to do that rather than say it in one really big long sentence.
Wow, you're so nice.
Yeah, I'm very considerate. Well, it's just because I've been doing this for a long time and I know what kind of thing I would want if I was speaking to somebody else in another language, so.
Well, I will be careful when I speak to you in Japanese the next time.
Yeah,
So, when you communicate with Japanese people, is there anything that bugs you?
nothing specific. I mean, other than, of course, not being able to understand each other, but nothing specific that I could say, yes, this really bothers me or this really bothers me. I think that, yeah, other than maybe the slang, because of course it works both ways. Sometimes people use slang in Japanese to me and I don't understand it either. So, but yeah, I think the only thing that bothers me is maybe people using really, really complex sentences, maybe. And then I start to get frustrated, and then that makes me not listen as much to what they're saying. And
I see.
yeah, so that can be a little tough at times, I think.
Okay. Tell me the most surprising experience you've had when communicating with Japanese people.
Let's see. Well, I have one story that does come to mind. It is surprising, but it's maybe not surprising in the way that you're meaning it.
Okay.
So, in Japanese, of course, you have a lot of words that sound similar, right? So, when I was talking to one of my Japanese friends one time, he was telling me about this very, very famous temple that he wanted to go see in Japan, I guess the biggest temple in all of Japan. Now, of course, in Japanese, the word for temple is otera.
Yep.
Okay, but when he told me that he was going to see this big famous otera, for some reason, I thought he meant otera. And
Okay.
so he's all excited about it, saying, "Yeah, I'm going to go see this really
My
famous
God.
place." And I'm thinking, wow, really, you guys really have a famous bathroom in Japan. What's so great about it? I don't understand. And finally, after about 5 minutes, it finally occurred to me that he meant temple, yeah, instead of a taillight. And yeah, so there are those misunderstandings sometimes. And
Right.
yeah, so I told him that I misunderstood, and I think he probably laughed for maybe 5 minutes after that. I couldn't.
Some people ask me, like, I can't continue the conversation in English. Do you have any advice to people like that?
Well, that happens to me a lot as well, as you know. There's times when you simply won't be able to continue the conversation, talking about the same subject that you're currently talking about. And there might not be any way around that at the time, but I think what I do is I pay attention to the things that each time that I'm not able to continue talking about. And eventually, I think you start to notice a pattern about maybe there's certain grammar structures that you're not comfortable with, and that's why you can't continue the conversation. Or, of course, vocabulary is always an issue, but I think if you pay attention to each conversation after 3 or 4 times, you'll start to notice that it wasn't so much because of the vocabulary, maybe it was more because of the how to construct sentences that you weren't comfortable with or certain grammar structures. So then you can start to review those, and then the next time, maybe between conversations, you can go back and pretend like you're still having that conversation and write it down and say, okay, what would I have said now that I've had a chance to study a little bit? And just continue that conversation and see if you can finish it.
Okay. That's a great advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, when talking to native English speakers, sometimes they have trouble understanding what we're trying to say. What do you think is the main reason for that?
Well, I think, of course, aside from the very obvious things like we talk really fast or we use a lot of slang or idiomatic expressions that mean something very different from what it actually means if you try and translate it directly. People use those kind of expressions a lot, and they don't realize how much they use them. So I think that's one big obstacle. And I think a lot of Americans aren't as, especially if they don't have a background in speaking another language, they don't understand the kind of obstacles that these Japanese people are facing when they're talking to you, and they don't understand that you might have to try and explain things more than one way in order for these people to understand. So hopefully if you're talking to somebody who's looking for a language partner, they'll be more sensitive to those kinds of problems, I think.
Okay, so I guess we just have to choose and select who we would talk to.
I think so. I think that would be a big part of it.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I think that comes to mind. And of course, if I'm thinking more what you're trying to say, let's see. Maybe what I try to do, if I'm not quite sure what the Japanese person is trying to say, then I will ask them maybe one or two questions. Do you mean this or do you mean this? And usually they'll say, oh yeah, that's it. That second one, that's what I was trying to say. Or no, that's not it at all. That happens sometimes. I think maybe it's unavoidable all the time, but I just usually slowly ask them, well, do you mean this or do you mean this? And usually that will be enough
Well,
to clarify.
when you have like trouble understanding what they're trying to say, like is it their like pronunciation or grammar
Oh,
or
I see. Well, it can be both. As you know, Japanese people have trouble pronouncing certain words, certain sounds. So, yeah, that happens to me all the time. Like when a Japanese person says, for instance, something about food or wood. See, when a Japanese person says those two words, they sound exactly the same to an American. So they might be talking about, I want to eat some food, tabemono, right? But when they say it, it sounds almost like they say, I want to eat some wood, like ki.
Why? Why is it same? I mean, it's food and wood, right? What?
Well, Because Japanese people have trouble with the W sound, so they don't pronounce it at
Okay.
all. They
Food.
can pronounce the F sound, foo. They can pronounce that okay sometimes, but because you have that sound in Japanese, but yeah, they can't pronounce the wood sound. So a lot of times, I won't understand, and so it takes me a second. I'll be like, well. I'll have to think about what they're saying, and then, but there was an instance just the other day, and I'm trying to remember what it was, and a friend of mine said a word that was completely, I just did not understand what she was saying, and it was just because of one syllable that she was mispronouncing. And finally, I just said, "Can you please write it?" And so
Okay.
when she wrote it, then I laughed and I said, "Oh, okay," and then I pronounced it, and. So, I mean, that happens, and unfortunately, you can try to correct the pronunciation, right? But the problem is that sometimes Japanese people simply can't hear the difference. So they can't correct the pronunciation because they can't hear that it even sounds different to them. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure how to fix that, but but yeah, usually I'd say it's pronunciation more than grammar.
I see.
Yeah.
So the big thing is like W and like what?
Yeah, well, of course, R,
TH.
yeah, R's and L sounds
Yeah.
like rice
Right.
or something or laugh, yeah. And then yeah, the TH sound like Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
Japanese people tend to say like Mr. Smith,
Yeah.
pronounce it with an S, or for instance, there is.
Yeah.
Japanese people tend to say there is, almost like a Z sound. Yeah, W sounds are difficult, like would or want or won't. I won't go to the store. Yeah, those are big obstacles, I think.
Okay, great. So I guess we should work on those, right?
I think so, but again, don't be too discouraged because we can usually still understand what you're trying to say. It's just sometimes, well, like I said the other day, there was that certain instance where I couldn't understand until she wrote it, but that's pretty rare, I think. Usually we can understand what you're trying to say.
Okay. So just don't be too discouraged, but
Yeah,
still work
do your
on.
best, but don't spend too much time on it and feel like we're not going to be able to understand. So.
All right, thanks. Thank you for your advice. That's
You're
great.
welcome.
Well, some people are afraid to speak English because they are worried that making, oops. Some people are afraid to speak English because they are worried about making mistakes. What's your advice to people who feel that way?
Well, unless you've the ironic thing is unless you've been speaking for 10 years and you're fluent, you're going to always make mistakes.
Okay.
So,
Right.
but I have this problem. I don't want to make mistakes, and when I make mistakes, I get discouraged, so it makes me not want to speak Japanese, right? But you can't get caught in that trap because then you'll never improve and you'll never speak. So you just have to make up your mind that, I'm going to make a ton of mistakes. I don't care. I'm going to laugh about it. My friend is most certainly going to laugh about it when I make the mistakes. So just try to say anything that you want to say. And even if you make 20 mistakes, it doesn't matter because you can always go back and learn. And then the next time you might only make 15 mistakes or 10 mistakes or yeah, I say just do it as much as you can and kind of make all the mistakes right away and then learn all the common mistakes and then you won't make those anymore.
Yeah, I would say like the more you make mistakes, the more you learn, actually.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like with anything. I mean, I can't just pick up guitar and learn, look over a song and memorize it and then just play it perfectly. You know, it doesn't work that way.
That would be a genius man.
So, but I got to tell you, when I'm learning a new song on guitar, I make, you know, probably hundreds of mistakes before I'm able to play it perfectly. So, it's just the way it is. People just have to accept it and not worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's a great advice. Thanks.
You're welcome.
What do you think is the most effective way for Japanese people to learn to speak English?
I think it's critically important early on to really focus on listening comprehension. That was a mistake that I made myself when I was learning Japanese, that I didn't focus enough on the listening comprehension. And so I think it's important to really focus on listening and speaking and everything, because if you let one of those skills fall behind the other, then when you go to speak, it'll be very off balance to you. So, yeah, I say just listen to as much English as you can, but try to listen to it at the level that you're currently at. Otherwise, you might get very discouraged because you'll feel like, I don't understand anything that they're saying. They just used 100 words and I don't know any of them, or I only knew one of them. But if you listen to stuff that's at your level, then sure, you might have to look up a few words, but and you might not understand every little part of every sentence, but you'll be able to understand basically what is happening in the sentence or what is happening in the paragraph. And maybe the other bit of advice is to just learn to take your time when you're talking in English. We don't expect that you're going to be able to say everything perfectly and quickly every time. So sometimes you just need to take a few seconds and think about what you're going to say, and that's fine.
So first we have to, like, in the beginning of the learning stage, we need to, like, focus on listening.
I think so, because that will also, not only will it help you to understand what is being said to you, but it will also help your pronunciation.
Yeah, that's my theory. Thank you for
Yeah,
bringing
definitely.
that up,
Definitely.
actually.
Yeah, because English, compared to Japanese, English pronunciation is much more complex. So,
Yeah.
yeah, the more you listen to English being spoken, the more you'll be able to pronounce it. And I think, yeah, that's very important.
And then whenever we try to speak in English, just take our time
Yeah, take your
and
time.
don't rush yourself.
Use short sentences if you have to. There's people always want to be able to talk the same way in English that they do in Japanese, right?
Yeah.
They have a very complex idea or thought in their head, and they want to get that out as quickly as possible. But instead of trying to say it in one long sentence, make it two or three short sentences, and you still got your point across. We still understood what you said, and you've accomplished your goal.
I see. That's great. That's a great advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you've been talking to Japanese people for a long time, so I guess you know very well, like, what kind of common mistakes we will be making and what we've been making, right?
Right.
So what are those? Like, what are some of the common mistakes made by Japanese people when speaking English?
Of course, we've talked a little bit about the pronunciation problems with R's,
Right.
L's, and TH sounds and W's. But also, I think with the prepositions like in, at, on, the, similar to what problems we would have with Japanese particles. a lot of Japanese people have trouble with pronouns because you don't very often use pronouns in Japanese. So she, he, it, they, those kind of words are, yeah, a little bit troublesome, I think, for Japanese people. And let's see. Yeah, I'd say those are the two main problems that I the two main mistakes I see is with yeah, with prepositions and with pronouns
Yeah, right.
and with the pronunciation of those particular letters and sounds.
Okay.
Another troublesome sound that I just thought of is the V sound. Yeah, like very. Yeah.
Yeah, we have like Babi Bubebo, so I guess a lot of people use those sound instead of V sound.
Right.
So that's it?
I think so. That's all that's coming to mind.
Okay. So in the end, like, do you have any last message to people who have been studying English?
Well, for one, I would say always look for people who you know are serious about language study. A lot of people aren't very serious about it, so they're not going to be as patient and as consistent with how they talk to you and how often they talk to you. So I have found it hard personally to find people who are very consistent and serious about it, but when I do find them, it makes it much more enjoyable and relaxed, and I don't get nearly as nervous when I'm talking to them. So that's one thing I would say. And also, don't be afraid to, even if you don't have somebody to talk to on a regular basis, don't be afraid to write, for instance, a daily journal in Japanese, excuse me, in English. Because I think what happens is that if you don't have a chance to use it every day, then of course you're not going to learn as fast. And most people don't have a chance to speak it every day, but they can still review or. And some people don't like to sit down and just review vocabulary or review grammar, but it's a lot more enjoyable and a lot more practical sometimes to sit down at the end of the day. And this is what I do a lot of times is just write a diary or journal entry about everything that you did that day.
So do you
And
do that in Japanese as well?
oh yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Good for you.
not every day, but I do that often. And then it allows me to see, because of course most people are going to do a lot of the same things every day, right? But they're going to do some different things too. But for the most part, there's going to be a lot of the same things. Like they get up, they brush their teeth, they go to work, maybe they call their friend. And so you start to really learn how to say those common things very easily because you do them all the time. So after a week or two of doing that, you don't need to even think about those easy, common things anymore. You can start to focus on the parts that you maybe don't do every day, but that you do maybe twice a week or maybe on the weekends or something. So then you can focus on how to be able to say those things.
Yeah, that's very true, I think.
Yeah, so I think that would be probably the best thing that anybody could do by themselves is just write that down and then have a native speaker look at it and just make any corrections.
Well, but a lot of people don't really have like foreign friends.
Right, but I think that I don't know how it is in English, but I know that there are Japanese sites where, for instance, I can write something in Japanese, and if I put it on there, there will be somebody in Japanese who will correct it for me very, very quickly. And I'm assuming there has to be a lot of those sites in English as well.
Yeah, I'm sure we have to. I guess we just have to like search it online.
Yeah, and if I had thought about it, I would have maybe thought of one. Actually, there is one that I can think of. I'll write this down for you. This is a site where you can do just that thing. It's called link.com, L-I-N-Q.
Link.com, okay.
Yeah, and it's a site where an American man, he's learned, I think, 9 different languages.
Oh, wow.
And he speaks them fluently. And you can actually go to that site and watch him and listen to him speak in Japanese. But when you go to the site, there's all these people from different languages and cultures that are on there. And so, for instance, you can go on there and people like me will write things in English for Japanese people to read and also to listen to. They have audio samples. And then they'll have the Japanese people can write something in Japanese, and then the English people will correct it for them.
Oh, wow. So it's link.com?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a very cool site. I haven't been on there as much recently, but I was contributing for a while, and I have one friend in particular, and she contributes a lot to the Japanese section in there. So I think it's a very good resource.
That's great. Well, thank you for suggesting that. I didn't know about it at all.
Yeah, I just I didn't think of it earlier, but I'm glad it just popped into my brain.
Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, thank you very much for today.
My pleasure.